It's time to talk MTCS sports. It's time for Cougar Corner with Brian Barrett and John Dinkins. Live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike, the primetime sports team is joined by Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches to talk about their most recent games and upcoming opponents. It's time to talk orange and white on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and streaming online at GoPrimetimeSports.com on Cougar Corner.
And we welcome you back here to the, I guess, Cougar Corner has not gone off the air. We have been on the air with Cougar Corner, although Prentice Alsop's taken a couple of weeks off. But Coach Berkey has already been here. John Dinkins with you, and welcome you to Cougar Corner again. And Lynn Berkey joining us. And this is not your first trip. You have been here already and talked to Brian once already.
That's true. I sure have.
I know he talked a lot about your past endeavors and things that you've been doing, but I just want to thank to congratulate you on your job here at Middle Tennessee Christian School, and we're looking forward to a great relationship here on the radio with you as well.
Thank you. I'm very blessed to have landed at Middle Tennessee Christian. It's a great place, great school, and a lot of great folks up there. I'm really enjoying it.
Let's talk a little bit about the girls, and you have had a week that you don't like to talk about too much because two losses, but at the same time, one of them very close loss to Community. Tell us a little bit, Coach, about that game. I know you maybe disappointed in that game a little bit, and then a tough Moore County squad.
Well, you're absolutely right. We were disappointed Tuesday night. There's no two ways about that. You know, Community has a good team, a good solid team, and they remind me a little bit of us. They've got a senior post player that's outstanding. They've got a freshman guard that's doing a good job, and you know, those same things could be said of us. But I guess what got me about Tuesday night, we got off to a great start. I thought we had a good game plan. I thought the kids understood it well. And for most of the first quarter, I thought we just executed that game plan just almost flawlessly, built a 12-point lead, and then we departed from the game plan. You know, we departed from the things that we'd been working on in practice. And it's just a matter of, you know, with us, time is a huge factor. We have not had enough time together. Of course, we didn't get any summer work because of the time at which I got hired and the TSSAA restrictions. We just haven't had enough time together. The kids know what to do. But, you know, knowing it and then being able to execute it on the floor are not the same thing. And so we sort of got out of what we'd been doing. Community made a nice comeback. We got back in the trace chains, as they used to say down on the farm. We got back in the trace chains there for a little while, closed it back up, and then we got out again. So there, you know, there's nothing. Somebody said, well, what's wrong? Well, there's nothing wrong. We need more time together. The kids need more time and more reps until they're not thinking about what they have to do. They just do it instinctively.
You know, when I look at this and I look at your schedule, really early to be playing a district game as well. I mean, it's just right in there. Boom, there you are. And most teams, I know you would like to have had more time with them, particularly with non-district games before you had to get in district play too.
You're absolutely right. I think in all the years I've been coaching, I don't remember starting a district schedule as early as this. But you know what? The season's been made a little shorter. The state tournament's just a little bit earlier. And, you know, it's just the way it is. I think we were fortunate to get started with two district wins, getting a big win over Fayetteville, whom I noticed, by the way, last night had a close game. Community beat Fayetteville. It was a close game. And, you know, we really wore Fayetteville out in our first game. Then we go to Huntland, which everybody kept talking about how tough it is to play. Boy, they were right. Huntland is a tough place to play, and they have a good team. They got a big win over Forest last night, and we get a win at Huntland. And then, you know, I think we stubbed our toe against Community. But, you know, we'll get another opportunity.
And then the Moore County game, they're pretty talented. They're a pretty good group.
Quality team. Well coached. Bruce Slatton does a wonderful job down there. And they're just – of course, they're a veteran team. They've played together for a long time. I know the guys that have a great travel team program down there for the young kids and work with them all the way up, do a really good job. But now they've had some injuries, just got everybody back on Tuesday night, and then last night they're coming at us on their home court full force. We got off to a difficult start. We missed some easy shots early that would have made a difference in the game. And then once they got going and we sort of, I think we sort of took a half a step back. You know, they were kind of in steamroll mode after that.
You know, you always run into a game like that, it seems like, where you get off to a bad start. I don't care how good you are. I mean, and you've been in all aspects of it. You know, that, and that's what's, I think, when we talk with you, you pretty much know you've been through almost all kinds of phases of that. And, you know, I keep going back to a Kentucky-Vanderbilt game one Saturday afternoon. I was watching it, and Vanderbilt got off to about a 30-point lead, never relinquished it, just kept hitting threes. One guy was unconscious, and it cost Kentucky, I think they just never got back in that game. And it's kind of similar, isn't it? I mean, even at all levels.
It really is. You know, you hear the announcers, the sportscasters, the coaches, everybody talks about momentum. You better never underestimate that, not just in basketball, but in any sport. You know, a team gets on a roll. I like to say, let's don't let this team get too happy. If they get happy on you and their shots are falling and everything's working, I don't care how good you are, you're better. You'll be even better than you were before. And that was the case. We're missing shots. We had good looks. Thought our offense got us some nice looks, and we just didn't knock the shots down. And that let a little air out of our balloon. Meanwhile, Moore County is clicking. They're making their shots. They're executing their offense. And, you know, and therein is the story of the game.
And they're home.
Yeah. And that's a tough place to play. Had a good crowd down there last night in Lynchburg. But make no mistake, Moore County's a quality team. They're going to challenge for the top in our district.
Before we get into some of the other aspects of your schedule and what's going to happen, I wanted to ask you, because I didn't get an opportunity to talk to you the first week, but I've been a big admirer of yours for quite a while, and some of the things that you've been able to experience in your basketball career. But going to Huntland. Is that the – I mean, going to some of these places, is that a new experience for you? I know you recruited a lot, so I guess you've been everywhere. But you know, going to places like Huntland and Joe Burns and those areas where it's a lot of travel, and how much does it affect a basketball squad? And you know, can they respond? How do you get them fired up to respond after a long road trip?
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is something that I've heard Coach Ensel say many, many times in the years we've spent – years together, not just the last couple at MTSU, but we did travel team together forever. One thing I've heard Coach Ensel say over and over, championships are always won on the road.
That's right.
You think about it.
Yeah.
You know, unless maybe you're hosting a district, what, one out of every 8 or 9 years, all championships are won on the road. And so these road games, these difficult road games in hostile environments are valuable for our young team. We need that experience. You know, I had never been to Huntland before. I'll be honest. I knew where it was and a new coach down there. But, you know, I've been to some places. I when I was at Greenville, I took my team and played up in Jackson County. Not an easy place to play up there in Gainesboro.
Right.
Pretty good little single-A team up there in Jackson County. You know, we've been places. I took my Greenville team and went out to South Green. South Green's a little old gym. And, buddy, they're right on top of you, and those fans love their girls' basketball up there, and difficult place to play. So I've been in places like that, even though I had never been to Huntland. But everything I heard was true. They were well coached, got a good, really good big kid and a Smith girl inside, you know, their folks were there and in full force, and we were very fortunate. We had to battle. I mean battle. To get out of there with a win, and it was a growing up experience for us.
Well, 4-3 right now, and so I guess let's do a report card. You know, where do you think they are? And I know you think they can do better. I know that, but you've had some big wins, and are you where you think you planned on being, or maybe either a little ahead or a little behind? And that's maybe an unfair question because it's kind of difficult at this point. But
well, it's a tough question. it's a tough question, and we're still learning. They're still learning me and my expectations and the ways that I have of doing things. And, you know, I'm still learning about my kids. I mean, I didn't really, you know, other than a couple of pickup games, you know, I'd never really seen them play much until we started practicing together on October the 29th. And believe you me, that's just a little short time to be together. Right. What, about 5 weeks, I guess, right, something like that. Where are we right now? I'd give us about a B- right now. We're coming along. We're getting better. We're improving every day. We've had a little tough week this week. It might have been a B+, and then you factor in this week, you know. But we've played even better two good teams this week. I think we're right around a B-. We're not near where we're going to be. And the one thing that we're pointing to, basketball of all sports, in my opinion, basketball is truly a tournament sport. It's all about tournament time. Tournament time's my favorite time of the year, I promise you. And so we're focusing on the end of the year. I mean, we could shortcut some things right now in terms of our teaching, in terms of our fundamentals, just to try to get stuff in that might get us a win right now. But we're trying to see the bigger picture. I have very coachable kids. My young ladies are very coachable. They want to learn. They're getting better every day. But it's just a process.
And it's games like Moore County that's a teaching tool, you know, of how to be prepared, how to be ready, and not adversity,
absolutely,
that kind of thing.
Absolutely. It was a very, very physical game last night. Moore County plays physical, and the officials did a good job, got no complaints from them whatsoever, but they allowed it to be a fairly physical game, and we've got to learn to deal with that. They're not the only physical team we're going to play, and so we've got to go right back into practice and say, okay, guys, you know, here's what happened. Here's what we can do about it. We've got to get it done here in practice. You can't do it on the floor until you've done it in practice. And that's what we've got to do. Fortunately, we got a couple of games coming up right here at the first of the week, and then we've got a little bit of time where we can really sit down and work on some things, and I'm excited to get to that time.
I was going to ask you about the holiday schedule type thing. A lot of people do different things, and are you traveling anywhere, or are you going to actually spend that time to work on some of those things you just talked about?
Well, we're playing in a tournament between Christmas and New Year's. We play on the 27th, 28th, and 29th. There's a really good tournament up at Friendship Christian. We're going to go up there and play. I know our first round opponent is an excellent Metro Nashville AAA team, and we're playing Antioch High School. I saw they had a big win over Wilson Central last week, so that's a quality opponent. There are some other really good teams playing. So we're going to go up there and play for 3 nights. And, of course, we're going to take some time off. I mean, basketball's important, but family is more important. And we're going to take a few days off around Christmas and let folks spend some time, travel a little bit, be with their families. But we're going to try to get some work done as well. We're going to try to get that right balance, I hope.
Are those tournament things, Coach Berkey, good for the meshing and getting to know you better and that kind of thing? I mean, and without the pressure of, okay, it's a district game, we got to win this game or whatever. I mean, I would think that would be a really good time for that to happen.
I'll tell you what, I've always done in approaching when we played. I've played a lot of different holiday tournaments in a lot of different places, from Florida and Georgia and all over Tennessee. I tell them this, guys, this is practice. You've got to win 3 days in a row to win the state tournament. Maybe you get that. Maybe you're lucky to get that one little off day at state tournament. But most of the time, you've got to win Thursday, Friday, and Saturday to win the state. And so that's how we're going to approach this tournament, because we're going to play on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in December.
That's a good idea, yeah. Yeah.
And that's how we're going to go at it. That's the way we're going to look at it.
You get right back. Let's see. We're at the. I'm trying to think of the dates. I'm kind of lost. Boyd Buchanan, I think. Forrest. You've got Forrest coming up. Boyd Buchanan, Friendship Christian, on the 20th. And if this schedule is correct, and then you get right back in the heat of it again. So not a lot of time, but I know you're looking forward to that break, because that's gonna help a little bit.
Well, it'll just give us some time to slow down and go back to some fundamentals. And I must say, and I hope I can get all this correct, I should have brought my latest schedule. We've had a couple of schedule changes. We play Forrest at home on Monday night, this Monday. We're playing Webb at Webb on Tuesday. The Boyd Buchanan game that was on December 15th, at the request of the Boyd Buchanan folks, we've moved it to January.
Okay.
So we're not playing
Boyd Buchanan.
That
gives a little extra time. Yeah.
But that following Tuesday, I don't know what that date is off the top of my head, but on the following Tuesday, we're going to play Boyd Christian. We've got Boyd Christian and Friendship Christian. Let's see. That would be the 18th on Tuesday and a 20th on Thursday. So we get those two games going into the Christmas break. So our schedule has changed a little bit.
And the game at with Forest, they're always tough. I mean, they live and eat and breathe basketball in Forest.
I think they play it 13 months a year, and they're going to come in with fire coming out of their ears this week after losing to Huntland last night. They're going to come in even tougher than they would have been. Coach Gene does a wonderful job down there. Great young coach. And, you know, we've got one day. We're going to get together tomorrow afternoon and talk about them a little bit and go out Monday night and see what we can do.
I like the – and many coaches say this, but and I know you're a real big believer in this. It's really – play hard, and you love your girls. I know I can tell already that you're really Ashton Wilkerson's playing well. Tell me a little bit about some of the other girls. I know you probably did that the first week you were here, but let's talk about them just a second. I know Ashton's been playing well for you.
She has, and I got to say this: I truly love this group of kids, and that's one thing that coaches say to each other. I have a coach call me up and they say, "Do you like your team?" Well, they're not talking about can they shoot or are they quick or are they tall. They're truly – it's an important thing among the coaching fraternity and sorority. Do you like your kids? Well, I love this bunch of kids I've got. They're as fine a group of young ladies as I've ever coached, and I've coached some pretty good kids through the years. I truly love this team. They've got so much potential and their future. If they continue to work like they are right now, we're going to shock some people by the end of January and going into February, and I think we've got the potential to still be playing in the month of March, and that's one of our goals. We are a team of different ages. You mentioned Ashland. Ashland Wilkerson is having a great season. She's a freshman for us. Right now she's playing on the wing. Ashland can shoot the three. She can take it to the rim. She's one of our best defenders. I mean, she is a young lady with so much potential she doesn't even realize it, and she started every game for us so far. Then we kind of go to the other end of the spectrum. Our leading scorer right now is Megan Smith, playing in the post, and she's our senior.
Another good player. Yeah.
We've got a great balance right there of young and old in this team, and boy, they get along. We don't have any problem. There's no selfishness. They're truly – every kid I've got is all about the team. I certainly would be remiss without mentioning Julianne Peters. Julianne plays the point guard for us some. She goes to the wing. She's also a good slasher, hits the three, and, you know, she kind of is a glue that holds our team together in a lot of different ways. Chandler Adams. Chandler's having, I think, the best season she's ever had. At least that's what they tell me. Chandler can be one of the best three-point shooters that's ever been at our school. And she's tall. She can get that shot off. And then she's a good rebounder. I call her my rebound putbacker.
Yeah.
Because she'll get in there and get those offensive rebounds and put them back in. But now, I'm telling you, we got a bunch of good kids to go with that. Abby Sweeney hasn't played basketball for the last couple of years, and she's earned a starting spot. She's just a competitor. She battles every game. And then Devin Welker, another senior,
came back
after playing, and she got her first start last night. Did a great job. Started at the point. I moved Julianne over to the wing. Started Devin at the point,
And if anything, that gives you depth.
Oh.
Because I knew she missed a year, but she is super quick, super fast, pretty good shooter too. And,
she is.
And it kind of gives you a little more depth.
It does. And, you know, and then we factor in our what I call our super softs, Aaron Mullins and Jordan Faulkner. Both got a lot of experience as freshmen. And so I'm bringing those quality players off the bench right now. And we've got a couple kids that hadn't played a minute yet. that I think are going to help us. Ashley Sadler, you may remember from last year, Ashley's a senior. She's our tallest kid. She is long and long. When we get her back in our defense, it's going to make us much better. And then a young lady by the name of Madison Hall that hasn't played for 2 or 3 years and coming back out. She's got a stress fracture in her foot, but the doctor thinks she's going to get released pretty soon. She gives me another perimeter three-point shooter. So it's all there. All the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle are right there for us. And me and my coaching staff, we just got to find the right way to put the pieces together.
Hey, you got some pretty good coaching staff, too. I know there's some names out there. And I know in the day, y'all use a lot of players because you do a lot of pressure.
Yes.
And so having everybody healthy and having a full squad is really important for you, isn't it?
We hope that by the 1st of January, you know, Lord willing, and the kids continue to heal, we're just hoping and praying by the 1st of the year we'll have everybody healthy, have January to finish figuring out how we need to use each person, and then by February be cooking on all cylinders.
I know, too, you're talking about your junior high team, and Brad Martin's helping out, I think, with the boys, isn't he? He's a boys coach now?
No, Brad's coaching my girls.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Well, I don't want to take him, give him somewhere else.
No. We're going to keep him. I'm telling you. I've been so blessed. I think I've got, top to bottom, I've got the best coaching staff in the state of Tennessee. I've got Chip Pinion, who's just has been with Riverdale the last couple of years, you know, won those state championships, knows what's involved right there, very dedicated and knowledgeable guy. Then I factor in Ann Marie Lanning. Everybody in Murfreesboro knows Ann Marie and what she did at Riverdale and what she did for the Lady Raiders at MTSU. And now she's passing that along to our kids. We're so lucky. And then at the junior high level, I've got Brad Martin, who helped at Blackman when they had a great run, and he's got a lot of coaching experience. I've known his dad for about 30 years. I coached up at Mount Juliet, his dad, Tommy. It's in Brad's blood. He's coaching my junior high team. And then a young lady by the name of Janie Graves, who played 4 years as point guard for me at Shelbyville, is Brad's assistant with the junior high team. I've got 4 quality young coaches, and I'll put them up against anybody.
Well, they're pretty impressive names, and I know their playing careers were pretty good too. I want to ask you one question. Brian's probably asked you this too, but I didn't get an opportunity to come to the game. I had a school commitment actually here. We had a Christmas get-together, and so I wasn't able to come do the game. But in all your years, and you've been with Rick at Shebaville. You were head coach at Shebaville.
Right.
I've never seen a man that seems so happy, though, to just and done college and recruited. But you seem so so happy being here at Middle Tennessee Christian in a single-A setting. It just amazes me how you seem so happy.
Well, you know what? That goal's still 10 feet high. I still get to put 5 players on the floor. And the great challenge, I love the challenge of coaching the game. You know, individual sports are wonderful, but I love that challenge of how do you take a group of individuals and put them together the right way so that that they're greater than the sum of their individual parts. I truly love the game of basketball. It's been so good to me and taken me places I never would have gone. But I think for right now, I'm in the right place. And I believe with all my heart, I'm in the place that the Lord wants me to be. Because I didn't have any plan to leave Middle, was going to stay right there. Loved the 2 years I worked with Rick and those athletes over there. I kind of wish I was there in Lexington, Kentucky today, preparing for a huge game against Kentucky tomorrow, and I miss that. I kind of wish I was up there with them. But Middle Tennessee Christian School is a great place for me. Our administration, our board of directors, our athletic directors, and the entire staff have been so nice to me and positive. And I just think, I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again. I think everybody doesn't know what a jewel, what a pearl of great price is up there at Middle Tennessee Christian. We've got great teachers. We've got every academic challenge a student could ever want. We've got great athletic programs. We've got great coaches, all in just a wonderful, wonderful Christian atmosphere. And I'm just very lucky. I feel very blessed that they hired me on. And you're right. I'm very happy where I am right now.
Well, you got great facilities. I'll say that.
I mean,
second to none, really, football and basketball.
We really do. We're very lucky, blessed.
Come a long way from those junior high. When I coached junior high, we'd be at the little gym for the state tournament. It's A1, second to none now.
It is truly. And we love to use those facilities. They don't sit empty up there. We've got so many activities and things going on. Of course, we'll talk more about this later, but coming up in the month of January, we've got the James C. Hale Invitation. Tournament with teams coming in from all over the state.
Everybody working. Everybody works at that thing.
Everybody. All hands on deck for that tournament.
It's a great event. Well, I'm going to let you go, Coach, and give Brian a chance to go over the Cougar Corner scoreboard. And it's a pleasure meeting you, and good luck this year. And we'll see you in the future, probably sometime in January.
I'll be looking forward to it.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Lynn Berkey, the head coach of the Middle Tennessee Christian School, Lady Cougars. And go down and check them out a game. I tell you what, you'll be surprised. They're really good girls ball club. And when we come back, Brian's going to wrap things up here on Cougar Corner with a Cougar Corner scoreboard, if we can ever find Brian. Brian is somewhere in the building. I think he went outside for about an hour and a half. But anyway, we'll be back right after this timeout.
Parents are very involved with our school.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, secondary principal Todd Miller.
At MTCS, we're blessed with phenomenal support from our parents, solid homes with structure and discipline. At Middle Tennessee Christian School, we have a group of teachers and coaches who truly care about kids, and it's far deeper than a coaching on the field or teaching in the classroom.
MTCS. E1 Autos and Evans Auto Exchange is proud to support MTCS Athletics. Jimmy Evans and family own and operate E1 Autos. You can find them online at e1auto.com. That's e1auto.com. And also Evans Auto Exchange. EvansAutoExchange.com. You can custom order a specific vehicle or check out their extensive inventory and never leave home. It's all there. Make, model, picture, and a price. E1 Autos is at 1605 Memorial Boulevard, or call 896-CARS. That's 896-2277. Evans Auto Exchange is at 2240 Northwest Broad, 895-6990, 895-6990. Jimmy Evans, E1 Autos, and Evans Auto Exchange, proud to support the orange and white of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
MTCS Cougar Corner, from Cedar Bucket Restaurant, on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Welcome back into the Cedar Bucket Restaurant as we wrap up Cougar Corner for the week. Our thanks to Miss Judy Coates for sending the scores for the week that was. We start out in bowling, and on Wednesday in the district tournament versus Laverne, ending the season 21-6 loss, game high 279 and high series 710. Alan Wilson's season average of 199 has qualified him for the individual state tournament, which will take place in January. So we look forward to watching Alan in the bowling individual state tournament, which is taking place at the Smyrna Bowling Center. Junior high basketball at the World Tournament. They lost to Community 43-25 on Wednesday in boys. And girls versus Eagleville beat them 28-10. Abby Buckner had 15 in that game on Wednesday at the World Tournament. On Thursday versus Forest, this is girls now, an overtime loss 32-29. Again in overtime, Cammie Adams had 19, Abby Buckner with 7. They're playing at 3 o'clock at Forest for third place this afternoon. So get out and watch the junior high girls basketball team at the World Tournament. They're playing at Forest at 3 this afternoon. High school from this week, in a game that if you didn't hear it on WGNS on Tuesday night, we do have the podcast on our website, WGNSradio.com, the girls and boys games. And junior high, or JV, rather, boys from Tuesday beat Community 45-19. Luke Howell had 19 and Trey Hickey with 11 in that one. And on Friday versus Moore County, a 40-27 win. Luke Howell with 18, Trey Hickey with 8, and Gavin Burgess had 6 in that one. That's JV boys. In the high school boys for the week, 44-42 win over Community. Again, that's the game that you can hear on the podcast. Derek Spears had 13, Ben Brown with 8, David Capps with 8 in that game. And last night at Moore County, 52-51 the win. Big win, I think. If I understand correctly, Moore County had a chance to tie it with 0.2 on the clock and at the free throw line and hit one of two there. Derek Spears with 20, Ty Hageman with 10, and David Capps had 9 in that game. Two high school girls basketball on Tuesday, a tough loss to Community, 44-38. Ashlyn Wilkerson had 14 in the game, Megan Smith with 8. Friday night, last night at Moore County, 52-32 loss. Abby Sweeney with 7, Aaron Mullins with 6, Ashlyn Wilkerson with 6 in that game. Coming up this week on Monday, high school basketball taking on Forest. So that's a big challenge for both squads, and good luck to the Cougars and Lady Cougars versus Forest on Monday. On Thursday, junior high basketball will be at DeKalb Middle School as we get closer to Christmas, games being played on all different nights. So, but this week, kind of a light week, high school versus Forest on Monday. And Thursday, junior high is at DeKalb Middle. That's a look at your Cougar Corner scoreboard. And we appreciate Ms. Coates again helping us out with the scores. Coming up on WGNS next, it's the Rutherford Home Show, followed by Financial Coaching Radio, and the die is cast. And following that program, we will have Raider basketball at 3:30 as the MTSU men host Ole Miss. 3:30 airtime, 4 o'clock will be the tip-off for that one. Tomorrow, the Lady Raiders at Kentucky, we catch it at the tip at 12 o'clock right here on WGNS. Monday, John and I and Donnie and Tom Krager of the D&J will be joined at Gondolier Italian Restaurant for the IDST's primetime sports scene. High school basketball next week, Shelbyville at Smyrna on Tuesday, and Friday, it's Siegel at Franklin. Next Saturday afternoon, we will have basketball from Riverdale, Memphis Central and Riverdale Girls, and Marshall County Riverdale Boys. Well, that's a look ahead at what we've got coming up. Catch up with all of it on GoPrimetimeSports.com. For John Dinkins, for all of the coaches, I'm Brian Barrett saying thanks and so long from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Have a great weekend, everyone.
You've been listening to Cougar Corner with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and the Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. Keep up with MTCS Athletics online at mtcscougars.org, the official website of Middle Tennessee Christian School. And don't miss joining us here on WGNS AM FM again next week for another edition of Cougar Corner.